you to just surrender to Jesus and ask Him and say, I need you to do this for me. We're participating in symbols of the new covenant. I want to have a heart that is tender toward you, tender toward my neighbor. Because that's what Jesus told us. The greatest command is to love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So as we become hardened by sin, invite God again afresh to soften your heart. If you don't know Him, ask Him to give you a new heart. Scrape the calluses away so that we can feel again, so that we can love again, so that we want to serve again. I will put my Spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to pay the price so that we can enjoy a new relationship with Him where our sins are gone. Where we feel, where we love, because we've been loved. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. And if you're a believer, take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice as it's passed to you, and hold on to those. If you're not yet a believer, if you've not yet put your faith completely and only in what Jesus did for you on the cross, I'd invite you to do that now and remember with us. But if you are yet to do that, it's not for you. So let it pass by. There's no shame in that. But we invite you. Jesus invites you to come to Him and find life. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, to pay our price in full, to be our substitute, to be our sacrifice, to die on a cross, which is what our sins deserve, what my sins deserve, so that you could now put in me a new heart of compassion for the lost, a new heart of love toward you. Lord, so often we get calloused, we become numb. Just the cares of this world begin to choke out our passion for you. Renew in us a heart of love for you, a heart of love for others. Thank you that it's not up to us to try to make ourselves better, that you promised to do that in us. What love. Thank you for being a heart surgeon to penetrate down to the depths of where we most need to be touched by you. We just lay ourselves open to you this morning and ask that you would do your work in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Convict us of sin. Draw us into your presence so that we can enjoy you afresh today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you for willingly dying on a cross, an innocent victim, taking on yourself my sin. Spirit, thank you for a new heart of affection toward a God whom I treated as an enemy, who pursued me anyway and gave me a new heart of affection for you. Thank you, Father, Son, and Spirit, for pursuing me and changing me and making me new, loving me, and giving me a heart of love for you and for others. Thank you for bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken. Thank you for juice that reminds us of Jesus' blood poured out for sinners like me. We remember His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.